There's no one I like more than Pepper.
Pepper, wake up. Come on, let's go eat. Got some food for you. Come on, sweetie.
After moving, I had days where I hid in my closet in hopes of escaping my new reality, and the only thing that got me to come out was Pepper's crying at my door. That new reality was coming home to live with my mom at the end of sixth grade. When me and my sister Katrina were five, my mom decided to place us in the Masonic Home for Children in Oxford, North Carolina. My family knew about it from my uncle, who was a Mason for Round Peak Lodge. We went over to my grandma's house, and my mom, grandparents, and uncle showed us pictures of this place that we'd never heard of. They emphasized the pictures of the pool and happy, smiling kids. They said that me and Katrina might be going there for a while. A while turned out to be 7 years. I visited the Masonic home recently, and I went around the campus.
I know that when you were here, you started off in Baby Cottage, and then... like, this is like the girl side of campus and then the boy side of campus. So they had us separated. But I left Baby Cottage. It was called Dunn Cottage before Katrina, because I was more mature than her. And then we went to Brown, which was like preteens. And, well, not really preteens, but not youngins anymore, as they would say. But they were all divided up by age group, so you were with girls your age. But I know those doors make a really loud noise when you open them. Yeah, loud noise. Oh, there is something I remember about Dunn. When we first got here, it was my grandparents and my mom that dropped us off. They took us to the basement, which is where the play area was. And there was this octopus merry-go-round that was plastic. It was little, it wasn't huge. But me and Katrina got distracted by that, and then my mom left. But, I mean, she didn't leave. She just ran because she was crying and she was sad and all that stuff. We got asked if we were orphans a lot because it used to be called the Oxford Orphanage. I don't think anyone here was an orphan. It's usually just kids whose parents can't take care of them right now.
When we found out that we were going to be leaving the home, it came as a shock to us. We were in the middle of dinner. Miss Clayton, my house parent, went to her office to answer the phone. She told me and Katrina that we had a phone call. I figured it was my mom, but I thought that maybe something bad had happened to a family member. Instead, my mom simply said, "You're coming home." We went back to go eat, and Miss Clayton said that we had an announcement. All the girls gathered around, and I said, "We're going home." Immediately after that, I started crying harder than I can remember. Coming home, I was distant toward everyone, really. Me and my mom have never had a great relationship. I feel like I can't talk to her about anything because there's just a really thin line of trust there. My mother never had much of a role in my life when I was growing up.
Was the transition different than you expected?
Oh, yeah.
How?
Well, it was hard for me because I just felt like I didn't know how to parent. Because I had missed so many of your years.
Do you think the move affected yours and mine relationship?
Yes, I do.
How?
I kind of feel like that even though I'm your mother, I'm kind of like a stranger to you. And every time you get upset, you like to say coming home was the worst decision you ever made, but you didn't make the decision, I made it.
Just put them on. I gotta go get something for my index card.
Oh my God.
Michael, fine. Put something else on. Well, wear something else.
I don't got any other shoes.
You have plenty of other shoes.
That's my brother, Michael. Michael and his twin sister, Whitley, were born while me and Katrina were living at the Masonic home. Unlike us, they grew up with our mom. It's always been kind of obvious to me and Katrina that my mom acts differently toward Michael and Whitley than she does toward us. She seems to like them more. I asked Whitley what she thought about it.
Do you don't have any clue as to why Mama might favor you guys? Since you kind of did say that she does.
I think it's because we were with her more, so she, like, favors us more.
So she has a closer bond with you guys, you think?
Yes, and you guys, not being mean or anything. And she really, 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 really liked you guys. Then she wouldn't have took you to the children's home.
I think that if I grew up with our mom, that our relationship wouldn't be so screwed up. I also think that if it wasn't for me and Katrina being put in the children's home, that everyone would be treated more equally instead of how it actually is. I've never asked my mom about why she didn't put Michael and Whitley in the children's home. I never asked her because I really didn't want to know.